morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I'm really excited to be here once again with you. Thank you so much for listening to this Morning Connection podcast, listening to me. I appreciate that. I am flattered by that. I take this role as your friend, your mentor, your coach, however you see me. I take this role very seriously. With so many websites and blogs and podcasts that you could be listening to, you're taking the time to listen to me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. If you're on iTunes, come on over to skiplacour.com. Click the link that says Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out my entire line. And of course, if you're on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away from investing in Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Also, thank you so much for those of you who are aggressively pursuing becoming the best that you can be, both inside and outside of the gym. And you've invested, you've enrolled in my Results University comprehensive bodybuilding and training course and the Manformation program that I've added to it, along with the weekly booster podcasted lessons. I know you're getting a lot out of it. Thank you so much for the emails. Hey, I'm happy to do that for you, to all you Results University students. And then my next level students, man, they listen to this podcast religiously. It adds more dimension, more color, more flavor, more insight to the weekly one-on-one coaching that I do with them every single week for a half an hour, the same day at the same time. I do that in 3, 6, and 12-month stints. So check that out if you're interested in that next level one-on-one coaching with me. So you get all this information that I talk about in this Morning Connection podcast. Instead of doing it in general terms, I talk about your specific situation. Go to skiplacour.com, click the link that says coaching along the top, go to weekly coaching. Got a video, have it all explained for you. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I will do what I can to fit you into my outrageously busy schedule. That's how committed I am to you. Congratulations. Here we are, Morning Connection podcast number 94. We've been together 94 days in a row. Congratulations to you for making this a part of your daily discipline, your ritual, right? You're building that trust in yourself. Hey, I said I was going to listen to all these podcasts. I was going to make it a part of my day. I know I need to stimulate this type of thinking. I'm more than just muscles. Man, Skip can help me out with the bodybuilding and training, but he can help me out with a lot more than that. I'm going to do this, and you've been doing it. Congratulations for that. Also, you're building trust in other people. You're learning every single day you click on this link, you listen to this podcast. I'm stepping into your life, especially enthusiastically today, right? This guy said he was going to do that for 100 days in a row. There he is. There are people who can come through for you that are what they say, can provide value for you, that create win-win situations, not just situations where they take from you, they screw you, they're unreliable. It's not true of everybody. There's 7 billion people on the planet. Look what I've done for you here, right? What if you were to aggressively, and knowing its importance, right, and then learning the skill set, just like the first day you went into the gym, didn't just know how to work out. You just had a lot of passion and desire. You knew it was important. And then day by day, you got better and better at it. Well, the skill set that it takes to find people like me in your life, it's the same way. You got to put a high priority on it and then find all the distinctions of what the qualities, characteristics, and the actions to look for, what type of person you need to become to attract and keep those type of people in your life. Hell, if you find 5 people like me in your life, right, and you spend all your time with 5 people like me, and you become that person you really want to be, like we talked about, how much would that change your life? Right? So this is, every time you click this link, and this guy over there, that Skip LaCour from whatever part of the world I am, and compared to you, he does what he says. You need to find more people like me. 5, shoot for 2014, this coming year, to aggressively find 5 people just like me who you talk to, connect with, email, and just see how your life changes. You can trust in other people. You just need to find those people. So let's go through our daily disciplines before we get into lesson number 7 of the best life lessons that I've learned in my life that I'm sharing with you. Let's go through our daily disciplines. What was that moment? Or what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? You stretched yourself beyond what you wanted to. Maybe you were tired. Maybe you were angry. But you showed some self-restraint. And you calmed down. You did something physically, mentally, emotionally that impressed even you. It didn't have to be something huge, gigantic, earth-shaking, right? It was just at that moment, just yesterday, in that 24-hour period, it was something that you stretched yourself beyond what you thought you would normally do, and you impressed yourself, right? We got to notice those things. There has to be one thing every single day. I don't care how badly your day sucks. There has to be one thing every single day that is the most impressive thing that you do. Hell, if it's a really bad day, hey, I got out of bed in the morning. I didn't stay in bed. I felt like staying in. I actually got out of bed, right? however crappy your day is, there is one thing that is the most impressive thing that you've done that day. I want you to start noticing those things if you already aren't. So what was that thing for you yesterday? And did you notice it right when you were doing it? Better yet, later on in the day, oh no, that thing I did at 10 o'clock in the morning, that's not it. This one, it's 6 o'clock at night. This is the one. This makes it to number one for today. Man, when you start conditioning yourself to think this way, everything's going to change little by little. Just think, this time next year, if you make this a habit, right? How strong would your mind be? Little by little by little. You know how it is when you work out in the gym. Remember when you first started working out and, you were doing your thing and every once in a while you'd go past the mirror and you'd say, yeah, damn, I'm looking good. Get a couple extra flexes there in the mirror, right? But in general, you're just doing your thing. Don't see these gigantic gains every single day, right? But then you see a friend of yours who you haven't seen for a few months, and you go, damn, dude, what the hell? You must be taking that Mass Machine Nutrition creatine. You're looking huge. You're looking ripped, right? You can't notice your progress because you're in the grind. You're looking at yourself every single day, right? Not as much as somebody who sees you 3 months later, right? Well, when this type of mental conditioning, you just got to have the faith that you are making those small incremental improvements every single day. And then a year from now, you're going to be unstoppable. So I am sure if you're listening to podcast number 100, you bought into my way of thinking. So now it's just about me as being your coach, pushing you to do it. Even these simple things, they may even seem a little corny sometimes. Trust me, got to get this mental conditioning down. So what was that cool moment? This is important too. There's always a cool moment, no matter how bad your day is, right? There's always a cool moment and you want to take notice of that along the way. What was that for you? And did you know that that was at least in the running for the cool moment of the day immediately at the time it was happening? And what's that thing in life that you really want? I wonder how many of you, I would like you to send me an email. I know that I ask for feedback. And many of you don't give me feedback. See, that's some of the life lessons that I teach you. I talk about in Manformation, that you just got to be so sold and so convinced that what you're doing provides such value. And then you work hard and intelligently to become better and better at your skill set, your craft. Right? And then you have the confidence that you are producing something that's outstanding. Right? You know it because of the amount of time, effort, and all the reflection and assessment that you put into it, right? You have to be so damn good that it can't be denied. People can't notice it, right? So you need to rely on yourself, right? Whether you get feedback or not. And then you just let that lag time and you let it marinate in people's mind. And then because you're so convinced that what you're doing is providing such a great value, you know, pretty soon it starts coming in. But it all starts with your sense of confidence. So I know a lot of times I ask for feedback. I find it very helpful. I love it when I hit a nerve, something that really helps you. I can maybe think about it a little bit more, like, wow, maybe this isn't important to me, but wow, by this feedback, this is really important to them. I should talk a lot more about that. I should think more about this as I observe people and their challenges and my desire to help other people. So I appreciate the feedback, but I do realize right now you're probably pumping away, doing some cardio on your commute. It isn't like you're right there where you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. So when I do get the emails, I'm very appreciative because I know that you must have been really moved. And I really appreciate that you taking that time to send me the feedback. All right. This is one question that I want to know if you're listening to this. And we right now we talk about the thing in life that you really want. Has it changed for you? Or, you know, listening to this podcast and it's motivational and it's inspiring, and you kind of have this dream inside your belly that's been tucked away for a very long time, and maybe just all this talking that we do every single day. You already knew what this thing was. Now we're just bringing it out, and you're getting a more clear vision of what it was. Now, I would say since we've been doing this podcast, that's what it was for me. It was always there. Maybe I didn't have all the courage, the confidence in it. Maybe I just stuck to my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and that made me feel real good, but not what I really wanted. And so forcing myself to think about it more and more and more, it's the same thing, and I just get more and more clear on that picture. What is it for you? What's that thing you really want, and is it something that has changed? You know, first it was this little goal, and then it got bigger. No, I want more. Bigger. No, that's not what I really want. It's bigger, bigger, bigger. Or are you like me, and there's something in that you've been suppressing that you know you really wanted, and this type of stimulating thought just brought it out? So it's that thing in life that you really want. Take 3 seconds. Step into the picture. Feel it. Is it cold outside? Is it warm outside? What are the sounds going around? Who's there with you? Are you inside of this this image of this experience? This thing that you really want, this accomplishment, achievement, like I said, experience, whatever it is. Are you looking at yourself in this visual image, this scenario? Are you looking at yourself in it? Or are you actually in it and you're looking around at you actually in the scene? Is it in color, bright colors? Right? What type of day is it? Sunlight? Is it dark? Is it night? Do you hear the voices of the people, if there are people in that image with you? All right, let's get better and better at visualizing this. I just talked about that story of winning the national championship, and according to the blogger, I didn't look excited enough because I was on that stage, out of my mind, getting that trophy, flexing, posing, looking on to out to the crowd where the lights were blinding me so I can only see the front row of the judges and the sounds in New York City, in the Tribeca Theater, Junior College, or wherever that venue was, right? Felt my body being lean and ripped. I felt it. I saw it so many times, right, in my mind. Let's do that with that thing in life we really, really want. Maybe something like that is that for you. All right, so let's get on to continuing on with the 10 best life lessons that I've learned up until this point in time. And so we started off with number 10, And that's, you must get in close proximity to the level of success that you really want. You got to get around those people who are actually achieving. You got to step into those situations. The other side of town, uptown, wherever. You got to get yourself in close proximity, right? That's number 10, podcast number 91. Number 9 on podcast number 92 is, when you really become the great person you say you are, you will magically start being in the company of great people just like you. Number 8, podcast number 93 is, take on as much stress as humanly possible, as often as possible, to create the life that you really want. And then today, number 7, if people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a long, hard look at yourself first. I'm going to repeat that again. So number 7 of the best life lessons that I've learned. If people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a long, hard look at yourself first. So let me tell you, inspired me. To many, doesn't that seem kind of obvious? I mean, you've heard this before, right? All right, but I'm going to be the coach giving you some tough love. I'm going to talk about some tough love I had to give myself. And there's something I definitely don't want you to do. If there's one thing, let's just start there. If there's one thing that I want you to take away from this podcast, one thing that I want you to take from this podcast is, when somebody is treating you poorly or just not as well as you want them to, do not go on Facebook or go on Twitter or go burden your family and other friends with telling them your woeful plight with this other person. Okay? Because people who make their life work, regardless of what they say to you or comfort you, they're just looking at you going, man, you ran through a stoplight. You ran through a stoplight 10 miles ago, many stoplights, so to speak, 10 miles ago, and now you're in this situation and now you're complaining. They're not going to tell you this. People who are movers and shakers, who make their life work like you're working to be, they're not going to tell you that. They got to tell you, you put yourself, you chose that person. You allowed frames and situations to happen. Probably I saw this coming 2 years ago, right? They're not going to tell you that. The people who are healthy, the movers and shakers, as you're working to be, they're not going to tell you that, right? Number one is, that's not their job. That's not their responsibility. It really doesn't matter how much they care about you. They're just going to just keep their mouth shut and let you think whatever. Right? Now, misery attracts a certain crowd, that if you do burden people with how people treat you, whether it's on Facebook or with your friends, Twitter, social media, whatever, like I see all the time, gotta eliminate the toxic people out of my life. Man, people suck for this, this, and this, blah, blah, blah. You can't trust people. I see a lot of those type of things. Right, I understand people are in pain trying to figure things out, but that's not something that you want to do. Let's just talk about, for the first reason, like I said, the people who really have figured things out, the chances are, number one, very small that they're going to kind of give you this type of pep talk and, adjust your thinking, give you the tough love that you need so to really see the situation. They're not going to do that, number one. They're not highly motivated to do that, number two is that those people who probably have the most insight to help you, they're probably looking at you thinking, well, got it. Like I said, I saw this coming, a year ago. I see it in the way he walks, talks, acts. right? There's nothing I can tell him in the next 5 minutes that's going to change months and months, if not years and years, of certain behaviors. And it would be just kind of, even though I care about this guy, it'd be a waste of my time to talk to him about this for an hour, right? Number three is, how qualified are they, right? They can give you a life lesson. They can tell you what they think, right? But, you know, that's what, you know, really good therapists and counselors are for. Or, you know, it could be just a coach, someone who just talks to you about your situation and is skilled at doing that because he's helped, you know, a lot of people like you who he's studied that. Not necessarily a good friend, someone who can help you, doesn't even necessarily need to, you know, study that in a formal classroom, although that's helpful. They just have to be willing, they have to have experience dealing with it and have experience explaining it to you to be effective, right? So that person who could really help you, who could really tell you when you're popping off about how poorly people treat you, you know, they're probably not skilled to say it in a way that's going to reverse months, if not years, of your thinking. And then the fourth thing is, look, if you've been going in this pattern and you're so clueless about it that you're posting it on Facebook or complaining to everybody who will listen, right? It's probably not going to sink through the first time or second time or third time. It would be a project for them to actually break through to you. Right, so those are four reasons why that mover and shaker is not going to help you. Right, how it's not going to be effective. So what's left? Oh yeah, you want to put you try, let's do a little experiment if you don't mind, and you don't want to. Well, probably you don't want to do that. Maybe just look for somebody else to do it. Probably happen within the next 4 hours if you have enough people on your Twitter or Facebook, where somebody complains about other people and they got to eliminate the toxic people in their life and why are people so this and so that or whatever, right? There will be many people who like, share, comment, who can relate to that challenge and give you empathy and understanding for your situation. And what does that do? Does that really help you? Yeah, right. People suck, man. People treat you poorly. Yeah, yeah, he agrees and he agrees and he agrees and he agrees. She agrees. What did that do? Did that really change your situation? Or make you think, oh, it's not my fault, right? So if there's anything you can take out of this podcast, just don't tell people about your problems. Don't tell your friends or your family. Man, if they love you, again, they're not qualified. They'll probably come in and just, you know, they're not qualified to help you understand so that you don't run into this problem, you know, again in the future, right? They're just going to go boom straight from point A to point B, see you in pain. They say, stop doing that, stop whatever. And you'll say, you don't know, man. You don't know the situation, right? Again, because they're not skilled, they're not qualified, and they'll love you and just want you to get out of pain as soon as possible. And the limited skills that they have, they'll just do it and it probably won't meet your approval. I want to go back to that analogy that I talked about because, you know, I really think it's important for you to understand when it comes to the challenge when you don't think that people are treating you the way you want it to be treated. It's like you're at a bar, you're at a seedy bar in the bad part of town, right? And then all you're doing is playing pool, but some biker hits you over the head with the cue stick, gives you a couple stitches, and you're gone. Oh, jeez. Man, people are bad. People are horrible. Look at this situation. All I was doing was playing pool. You know, I'm a good person. Why do bad things happen to me? Why do I get treated this way? Right? And that's true. I don't care what part of town you're in. You know, I don't care what the situation is. I mean, when you're playing pool, you probably shouldn't get hit on the back of the head with a cue stick. Just mind your own business. So I'm not saying, oh, you deserve that, okay? My point, though, is that you probably got in your car and decided where you wanted to go. In your city, there are probably dozens of places that you could have played pool if that's what you wanted to do, right? So you got in your car and you started driving, all right? Now, there's a lot of stoplights. You maybe got your GPS to see where this place is. You're the one who decided a long time ago, in the safety of your own home, to go to this particular bar. And I'm sure when you're driving there and going through the stoplights and the turns, you know, the neighborhood is getting more seedier. It's getting seedier and seedier and seedier, right? The lawns aren't as trimmed. The cars aren't as nice. The roads aren't as maintained. The buildings around it are getting less and less attractive, let's say, right? But you keep on going forward. You keep on going forward. You park your car. You lock your car. You walk into this little joint that you come in there and you observe the type of people hanging out in this particular place, right? Probably rough crowd, right? You can keep on saying, hey, I don't care how rough the crowd is. People should treat me right. True. That's true. And you know what? You could go play pool and, you know, maybe people will treat you well. And that's fine. All right? I'm just saying, you know, it isn't like you were just sitting in your home eating at the dinner table and some biker from the other side of town, you know, came in, broke your door down and hit you over the head with a cue stick, right? You got to take some responsibility for putting yourself in a certain proximity, right? Okay. So the thing about it is we all make decisions on who we will and who we won't spend our time with. And those are decisions that are made by you. And there are many, many stop signs that you will choose to go through or not go through to end up with the people you're hanging around right now. Even things like your job. You don't have to work there. And I know for some of you, that would be some really tough love. I remember, you know, because you are. You're at a job and you kind of get forced into this group of people that you probably wouldn't hang around, right? And you need this job, you need these benefits. You know, but again, that's what regular people think. You're working to have an extraordinary quality of life, right? And when it comes to the job, I remember when, you know, I was really busting out, I was really working hard with my bodybuilding training, winning contests at whatever level at that time, writing articles for the magazines, you know, working out twice a day with the cardio at night, whatever, just moving, shaking, networking, doing everything for my dream for bodybuilding and training. But I had to pay the bills. And I had my job that I had for a long time. And the great thing about at that point is I had worked my way up to the top. So I had a desk type of, you know, mainly a desk type of job. I could manage my own time. People weren't telling me what to do. I just remember I was so frustrated because these 10 hours that I was spending at work, I was just like, man, I could take my life to the next level and I could do this and I can do this. This is really cramping in my day, these 50 hours a week. Oh my God, I was, you know, complaining about it. And I was happening to talk, you know, a guy who's, you know, really helped me out, a businessman who, very, very successful, right? And I remember I was complaining to him about it. He said, why don't you quit your job? Like almost like not very empathetic, just short to the point. I just remember going, what a dick. What an asshole. Yeah, Mr. Rich, Mr. You got your own thing. I don't know, probably at that time was I thinking he was lucky or something. I don't know. But I just, oh my God, how unempathetic to my situation, just telling me to quit my job. How could I just quit my job? You know? But you really can. You know, if you want to become that great person with all these great opportunities in life, with these great people around you, then you're going to have to do things that those great people do, right? They're not working at that job like you around people who they don't want to be around. They're not doing it. Somewhere along the line, they have to make changes, decisions, sacrifices, risk. Man, I just, like I said, I remember to that day, he said, why don't you quit your job? Mr. You know, I'll throw in a little thing, like Mr. Ambitious, if it's just getting in your way so much, You got so many things to conquer, Mr. Big Shot. Why don't you quit your job? Oh my, that was the best friggin' advice that I was ever given, even though I didn't take it that way. Because you are in control. If you're in this crappy job, you can go get a job with better people. There's a lot of ways to do it, right? And again, it may be challenging. It may be risky. I don't even know your situation. At least that guy who gave me the tough love knew my situation. I don't even know your situation, so you can't take it so personally. Like, you know, because I don't claim to know your situation. I'm just saying you can create an environment of people who will treat you well if you're determined enough. And all the people who are living the life that you want, they have made those adjustments. They didn't just, you know, show up that way. All right. And so, like, you know, I've talked to, you know, people, you know, I remember, like, I would always, you know, this type of coaching, I would help women. They would be in bad relationships or something like that, or they would claim that they're always in bad relationships, right? And I would, they would kind of talk about this, you know, all these guys are this, right? And one thing I would say is, I'd say, hey, you know, if a guy came up to you and he said, hey, I think you're a great girl. I think we got a great future. I just want to say one thing to you. I molested little boys, you know, when I was 22 or 25, and, you know, and really sorry about that. I went to jail for 5 years. But, hey, that's in the past, and I just want to have a great relationship with you. Right? And I would say that to them, and their face would contort. Oh, my God. Oh, I'd get so far away, you know, from that guy. Oh, you know, I go, oh, so it didn't matter how nice he was or how attractive he was or if he treated you well on the first few dates or you had 3 whole months invested of time with them or whatever. If he told you that, you'd be out of there. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I said, okay, great. So now I've established a bottom for you, right? There's no way. He couldn't talk you into it, right? Couldn't talk yourself into it. That would be a total deal breaker. Oh, yeah, definitely. Come on, are you kidding me? Why are you even asking me that, Skip? I go, no. The point is there's a bottom, and that's your bottom. Well, let's start working up. What if he says this? What if he treats you this? Maybe if this is his situation, is that your bottom? See, everybody has bottom, and you are the one who sets that frame that people fit in. This is the bottom. This is what you expect, and this is the bottom. Whether you realize that or not, with everybody, there is this frame that you put them in that is acceptable to you. And you need to take the good, hard look at yourself and to establish what frame that is to begin with. Some people, they don't think about it, but there's a certain bottom that they have. Like, for example, you know, I don't know if someone's always late and it drives you crazy, right? Well, you know, if you let them be late all the time, you know, 20 times in a row, and then it's 6 months later and you say, hey, you know, I just want to tell you, you know what? This late thing, can't stand it. Just want to tell you, you know, that person, I don't know, depending on how much they care about you, whatever. I mean, that may be a hard adjustment to make. It may not be for them. But I'll just tell you this, the first time after you conditioning them that they can be late for 6 months, man, they may have all the desire in the world that they think to be on time, but there's no sense of urgency. You conditioned them. That's the frame that you set up. And use that example for a lot of things, right? So you have to have this frame for people, and if they're not fitting in their frame, you got to put that on you first. Why are people always late? Why are they all dependable? Everybody, 7 billion people on the planet, aren't all late, aren't dependable. You chose this person, number one, and then you allowed a certain frame where you didn't walk away, where you'd have walked away from, you know, again, you're going through stoplights, you know, and stop signs, and you're going into the bad neighborhood, and they're complaining about what happens in that bad neighborhood. So that's something that you really need to think about. And, you know, look, I don't need to go into a lot of examples. I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about. The other thing about it, and see, that part of it with me personally, I've always been able to set pretty decent frames. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, is that, you know, this could be those intimacy issues. I'm not quite sure. You know, I'm still figuring out this game life like you. But if someone gets out of my frame, you know, the respect that I have for myself, I can get out of these relationships. You know what I mean? And, you know, the people, you know, on the other end, oh, what? You know what? I'm just this. I made these mistakes, but this doesn't, or whatever, you know, their reason is. Maybe they thought I was too short, too firm in my frame. I probably have that problem more than the other. Oh my God, where are you going? What is this? You know, whatever. You're quitting on this, whether it's business or a friendship or a past relationship. In the past, I probably was more of being too tight. Well, in their opinion, maybe too tight on the frame. So, you know, being what some people might say be mistreated or abused or something. I don't know if that's, you know, what my problem was. But I do know a lot of people have that problem. And that's the first part of everything I'm talking about. You know, my particular situation is probably the other half of this. And the other half is that, am I really good enough? Am I a hard worker, effective worker? Am I smart enough, resilient enough? Am I calm enough? Right? Am I calm enough to, and poised enough, and all the qualities to be a great person? Am I really as good to match the way I want other people to treat me? Does that make sense to you? Right? So like I'm doing these podcasts, I'm looking for ways, for example, how I can get up and I can, you know, every morning and I can talk to you and enjoy it and help you. And it's the highest, best use of my time. You know, I can't just start on podcast one and just because I think I'm a good person, I've got a lot of value and I'm going to post this podcast and think it's all going to be reciprocated and you're going to support Mass Machine Nutrition, you're going to sign up for Results University, you're going to buy Mass Machine Nutrition instead of that red bottle or that green bottle that you don't even know who the owner is. I mean, that makes sense to me, right? But, you know, just to hope that I'll be treated that way, that you're going to reciprocate my efforts because of the efforts I'm putting into that podcast, you know, I've got to be more mentally flexible and more resilient and try different ways. You know, that's why I ask, hey, thank you for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Hey, take a look. Give me a try. You know, maybe that's the strategy. You know, the strategy is to tell you what I want. You know what I mean? And tell you why it makes sense. Sell you on why it makes sense to you. Invest in me. Let you know what Results University is. Let you know about my one-on-one coaching. You know, when I first started doing these podcasts, I had a generic Morning Connection podcast little icon. And then I said, hey, well, you know what? Maybe I should put the title as cost me, you know, a little artwork, cost me a few more minutes of time and uploading and whatever. But see, I thought of another way, you know. And then you might see in some podcasts, you know, like I'll put a clip. You know, I don't just expect to be treated a certain way and I just show up and then they're not reciprocating my efforts. You know, I'm trying to, you know, and then I'm taking a good, hard look at me first. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I would say my challenge, besides setting bad frames, my challenge was, I've got to be extraordinary. I got to be outstanding in every way, shape, and form if I expect to be treated as an extraordinary, outstanding person. You know, I can't just, oh, wow, these people, they're so ungrateful. Let's see what I'm doing for them. I can't be that way. I got to take the good, hard look at myself first. Right? You know, you can't just, a good heart, it's nice. You know, but that doesn't make you effective. Just to be totally passionate doesn't make you effective. right? Working hard doesn't make you effective, right? So just because you are a good person, you have a good heart, you're passionate, and you work hard does not mean people are going to treat you well or to the level that you want. You got to be that kind of person. You got to take that good, hard look at yourself first. And I'm constantly, I mean, you know, going back to the podcast analogy, I listen to these podcasts afterwards. You know, I notice things like, I go, all right. You see, I get, that's my little pause thing, like I'm talking to you. And so, you know, I evaluate, do I say that too much or whatever? You know, I'm constantly trying to take my game to the next level. And again, even if I were to eliminate some people, that may not be the strategy. The strategy, hey, that's the cool part about it. Skip, don't cut that out. You're being you. You're being transparent. You're talking to us in a bro-to-bro type of communication, that type of manner. You know, again, just because you decide that to do this or not do that, to take that out or put that in, that doesn't mean you're extraordinary and outstanding and people are going to treat you extraordinary and outstanding. Got to tinker with it. Got to try. So, but again, if you start blaming other people all the time for things not working out, right? And I'm not saying there are not bad people out there and there aren't people who could break your trust that, you know, did a great sales job on you before or whatever. You know, I'm not saying that everybody's great and everybody's wonderful. You know, I remember I was talking to one of these internet fitness gurus, a young guy, 19 years old. Man, this guy blasts everybody. When they step one thing out of what he thinks out of line with the one of their fitness, their training, or nutrition, there's, bam, he's right on them. He's sending his people over and attacking, you know, that website or that channel. I mean, he's really zoned in on that. And I talked to him. He's a good kid, you know. A lot of a lot of talent. I really appreciate his balls. And it's talent, no matter if it's the way that I would do it or not. You got to appreciate someone who is provocative, is willing to take some risk, okay, and is successful, right? Even if that's not your idea of how you'd be successful. But I asked him, I said, you know, about, you know, the negative type of approach to things. And, you know, he said to me, again, remember, I'm talking to a 19-year-old guy who's pretty damn confident, but he's 19 years old, you know, too. I remember I was that way and, you know, I was very certain. I was just like him. I was in a good path, but I didn't know it all. Things that come with life experience, right? And, you know, he talked about my Pollyanna experience, about, you know, people and what I expect of people or things like that. And I just told him, I said, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I was like you in a lot of ways. I was like you. But you just go through life and you realize if you expect the worst, if you're looking for the worst, oh, you're finding it. And your reality is they are. And people are this way and they're that way. And there'll be plenty of references there. People are messed up. People are unreliable. People aren't trustworthy. People are stupid. People are giving out bad information. People aren't very intelligent. Man, if you keep, you'll find plenty of examples of that in life. There ain't no doubt about it, right? I said, I was that way to an extent. But I realized that wasn't the way to live. You will attract, your mind will be consumed with what you look for. And that's not, there are plenty of good people, good information to follow. I don't need to be consumed with the negative. I know it's out there. He said, you got this Pollyanna, or I don't think that he used the Pollyanna reference. Not quite sure. But it was like pie in the sky, everybody's good type of thing. And actually, I took that as a compliment, that this guy sees me that way, because that definitely wasn't my experience, you know, in the past. And I do believe that's one of, you'll see it comes up in a lot with my life lessons, right? That it's kind of a compliment that he thinks I'm that way, right? But I just told him, I said, you know, I was that way. Just doesn't work. Didn't work to the level that I wanted, you know. Didn't judge him on how to do it. I think it's pretty obvious. I wouldn't, that I don't think that's an effective way to go. I mean, maybe effective in some ways, not for me. Just doesn't work, right? So I'm not saying there aren't bad people, negative people, stupid people, people won't let you down, people won't trust, you know, I'm not saying that. But there are, again, 7 billion people on the planet. God, what if you just filled your life with five people, you were really good at it. You'd see the whole world differently, right? But you can't be blaming other people every time something goes wrong, right? So what do you take from this? Number one is, you know, you set up the frame, you allowed it, your bottom, they fit into your bottom. And it probably happened months, weeks, if not years ago. You kept on going through stoplights and you got yourself in the bad part of town. You parked your car, even went into the bar. You know, they didn't come into your nice, safe home and then hit you over the head with that cue stick, right? They didn't, you know? They didn't really surprise you. If you look back on all those people who let you down, who mistreated you, there's nothing really surprising. Look how they treat their friends, their family. Hell, I'll tell you, here's one thing that just a little life lesson that I've learned, just throw in here, is that, you know what, if you're in a relationship, don't talk really badly about your past relationships, of who they were, how horrible they were, and their horrible lives, and their horrible habits. You know, because if the person that you're with is healthy, right? And girls, you need to kind of watch out for this, because a guy can think you're just crazy and nuts, but he'll just want to screw you so bad. He'll go, oh, what a crazy guy boyfriend you had. You know, so you got to be careful of that. But guys, you know, the smart, intelligent, healthy girl who should be with a smart, intelligent, healthy guy like you either are right now or you're working towards being. If you keep talking about all these crazy girls and all their problems and their drug habits and their bad behavior and they did this and did that, they're going to, if they're smart, they're going to say, what the hell's wrong with this guy to have those type of relationships, regardless of what they say, right? Because I don't know about you, but if I've ever had girlfriends and, you know, who said about, oh, this guy didn't treat me well, he didn't do this, he didn't do that, you know, he thought this is what I did was stupid, or whatever they're saying, right? You know, when I was younger, I probably said, oh, wow, that's really unfortunate. What a stupid guy. I mean, it didn't take me long in my adulthood to think, you know, it's just going to be a matter of time before I'm going to be thinking that same thing about her. I can kind of tell already. She's giving me a clue about all her faults, right? Where she's thinking, she's telling me about all these bad guys that she's dated, you know? Now, I'm not saying that's a deal breaker, whatever, she's a bad person, whatever, but I'm getting a little clue on some things that I have to work with. And you know what? You always have to work things with everybody. Nobody's perfect. Hell, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You know, so it isn't, again, you know, it goes back to, you got to be outstanding and extraordinary if you want to be around outstanding, extraordinary people too. So a lot goes into that. So again, take responsibility. If anything, don't go on Facebook or Twitter or go to your friends or family or people you respect and burden them with how poorly somebody's treated you, especially if it's outrageous behavior, right? You don't want to do that. Take a good hard look at yourself. And then another thing is, make sure that if you want to be treated in an extraordinary, outstanding manner, you got to be that person who, you know, deserves it. It's not because you're a great person, not because you work hard, not because you're passionate, you have the best intentions, because you really are what you say and do and you act. It demands that type of respect and that type of treatment. All right, so that's going to do it for our morning connection today. Lesson number 7, if people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a long, hard look at yourself first. All right, so tomorrow's podcast, we'll connect again, Morning Connection podcast number 93 with lesson number 6. So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.